Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Bree Silica. This is episode 34. We got some music tonight for you. That was Grover Washington Jr., Sacred Kind of Love. I think that was Miss Phyllis Hammond on the air doing her thing tonight. And we just want to get in the groove and calm this thing down on a Friday evening. And let's see what we can do, man. Some Swedish Taboo. Let's see what we got here.
Come to the podcast. car driver. And I don't dive, but if I did, I'd be a deep sea diver. Backup plan, I'm not your man. Just in case, doesn't win the race, won't get your buried treasure. With compromise and half measures, push on through till you get to the other side. And keep the pedal to the metal.
Okay, good evening. We're back here in the listening room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Alka. This is episode 34. This episode right here, I wanted to put some music on and send out the message how appreciative I am to the listeners that tune in to the show and to the callers that call in and to the Instagram people and all the people that reach out to this family and to this platform and show they love and they support. So I wanted to go ahead and show you how I feel when I'm with you. So stick with me here on the Listening Room DC.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening. This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. This is episode 34, and I was giving you some of what I was thinking. Yeah, that was Pedal to the Metal from Raoul Madon. What You Doing by C. Wynn. When I'm With You, David Sanborn. You Take My Breath Away, John Lucien. Leaving Now, Dennis Chambers. Yeah, so that's some of the music that I be jamming off of during the course of the day, getting my work done. And I know y'all got different frequencies y'all listening to, but this is the one that seems to keep me calm. So what I'm going to do is just change up the groove for you. 563-999-3050. Press the number one. Change up.
right.
All right.
But yet I know what I'm talking about.
Why can't we be friends?
I know you're waking for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the mafia.
Number one is crickets running down and drummers drumming. doggone it. The distance running, darling, scoochie boo about a move. Scoochie boo about a move. Stumble, stumbling. They gonna stumble on it, bumbles, bumbling. We'll bumble till they found it, no more slumbering. Get out from under, darling, scoochie boo about a move. Scoochie boo about a move. I gained some lessons in that new school. So cool, you never laugh, smile or grin. Same expression if they fool you. Now if that ain't time to laugh, you got to tell me when. Hey, some flowers on your wedding gun to help yourself to laugh again. Pick up them trousers, dog, they back again. And don't bite, snap when you're rapping. Someone invites you in. Number one is track is running, I think the drummer is drumming. It's running, darling, scoochie booty bottom up. Scoochie booty bottom up.
Hour of the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. This is episode 34. Yeah, we wanted to start off that set with Leaving You Now by Dennis Chambers. Change Up the Groove by Mr. Roy Harris. Why Can't We Be Friends? That's War. I Smoke Two Joints. A group called The Toys. Scoot Your Booty. Mr. Al Jarreau. Yeah, I'm just putting it on and getting into a little groove right now and trying to see how to best get through the night and calm my nerves down. And it's been a serious week. So, you know, what I learned this week is you can't save tomorrow. Whatever you got to do, you got to do it today. You got to do it to the best of your ability today. And anyway, you wake up tomorrow, you should have a head start. That's my personal opinion. Check me out.
You're gonna build your hopes up high. You try to run but just can't hide. You tell me that you're making plans. But when will you give love a chance? Don't you worry,
get your mind right, get your mind right. Then you do the things that you have to. Then you do the things that you need to. Then you do the things that you want to. Then you do the things with your mind right. Get your mind right, get your mind right, get your mind right. 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 Then you do the things that you have to. Then you do the things that you need to. Then you do the things that you want to. Then you do the things with your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right.
Television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations, and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if you look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Cause we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our home. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know. They said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
The Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Ilica. This is episode 34. This is Do What You Feel. Met a lot of young people today, and they were telling me about this frequency of the music and how it's not helping them come up. So I said, well, I'll do my best to give you some music that I listen to at least keep me calm during all this time. And you know, like that right there was a message to the messengers, Mr. Gil Scott-Heron. You know what I'm saying? People can go look him up, Gil Scott-Heron. And they can go check out the man music and, you know, like all people, once people get in, see your power, they do what they can to put you in the diminished capacity and whatnot and try to ruin your life. But some people, they will always just come back. They will always just come back. So that's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you this person right here. Let you listen to them. And maybe you could call me and tell me who this person is at 563-999-3050. Press the number one. Listen to the artist. You got to go back a few years. Check it out.
Ever since you put me down, I'm
Y'all, listen from D.C., I'm your host, Priest Alica. Man, that tune right there got me rocking in my boots, man. I like those bass licks. I like that beat. That jam is on, man. Standing on shaky ground. Peace, family. 754, knock on the door. Show us some of your flow.
What's going on, Priest?
Oh, man, I'm, like, being grown about this situation.
I hear you jamming over there.
Well, no, that's what it is. See, it's like, you know, I talk to young people, you know, during the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's a real job, but it's a job. Somebody got to talk to them. And you find out that as grown people, the situations and the problems we may face every day, it's nothing compared to what children who are ill-prepared have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Can I get a comment, brother?
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, today's child and yesterday's child got one thing in common, the world child.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The things that are being developed and nurtured in these days of old are enhanced in days of young. You know, for instance, you know, I see that people are trying to. I saw on television yesterday this woman is potty training her baby at 6 months old. 6 months. Like, never
question.
Heard of that.
Question. What was the race of that person, by the way? Just asking.
Black.
What was the race of that person potty training their child at 6 months old?
Black. Black.
Oh, no, I was just asking. I was asking.
Yeah,
because they got to hurry up. They got to hurry up and train their child. Because they ain't got time for children right now. They got this thing they got to be out here doing, so they got to hurry up and train the child quick. They got to get back to doing whatever it was that they were doing. They got our society all mixed up. Let me listen some, because this is the listening room, so I might well listen. Excuse me, bro. That was my opinion jumping out.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, you know, that was, it was enlightening to the fact of, knowing that, you know, no matter what age you're instilling any training on a child, the child will sponge it and utilize it and give it back to you. So that's why you gotta even be careful with the bad things that you put out there, because you put out the bad elements, and the kids take it in and sponge it the same exact way. So, you know, a Jamaican saying is six of one, half dozen of the other. It's still six, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I
say that all the time. You know, six of one, half dozen of the other. You know it already. You know what I'm saying? That's still six. So, you know, with that, especially when you put some live drums on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking today, because Youngin was telling me about the frequency of the music. It's like 445, some low frequency vibe stuff. So because I never checked the megahertz and all that stuff, you know, back in the day we used to have all the equipment. We had BU meters, so they could tell you the frequency just by you reading the meter. So today, you got to go through a whole bunch of stuff to get the frequency, I guess. Okay. So the youngin was saying the frequency of the music make you think in your lower regions. It don't allow you to think up higher. It doesn't allow it because it's not that type. So I said, okay, let me investigate it some more. Huh?
I can understand that.
I mean, the kid was 13. I ain't understand. I got to go do some research. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't listen to their music. I listen to the music you're listening to now. So me and my friends, we got music collection that we could play music for a year straight, and you'll never hear the same song, ever.
Yeah.
Ever, 24 hours a day. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying friends. That's why I say friends. I included you in it also. Okay? Because I'm selfish like that. You know what I'm saying? I always include my friends and stuff. Especially if it's something good. You know what I'm saying? If it's something bad, I don't even call you. If it's bad, I don't even call you. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah. It is crazy because my record collection, I don't got nothing past the year, I think, of maybe 2000. You know, I got everything from 2000 backwards, from 2000 to 1965, 1945, nothing from that sort. You know, so the music that you're playing is always enlightening for me. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the artistry. I listen to it. Sometimes I go into a zone off of something separate than the drum. I'm listening to that bass line, or I'm listening to that drum only, or I'm listening to that guitar, and it gives me a certain different vibe off of the normal rhythm that everybody's listening to. Like you can listen to a Michael Jackson, and you'll hear the bass line, you got to be starting something, and the bass line is there, but listen to them undertones and them guitars, it just sends you to a new place. So or listen to some Prince, or you some Quincy Jones. He's another dude that really, like, he was a genius, bro. He was a genius, and I'm glad that I know a couple of things about it. There's so many dudes that you know and you play that I'm talking about some music, boy. Some real good, feel good music. That's what I call it.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing we want to put on, because I think it was over a decade ago, right? I was talking to some people in the business, and I said, well, y'all be taking 30 seconds of a song and be making millions off of it and call it hip-hop or whatever you call it. And he was like, yeah, that's how you get your money. So I said, well, why don't you take some of this music I listen to, some of the jazz I listen to, and take more than 30 seconds of it. Okay? Take more than 30 seconds of it, and then get you a singer and put something on top of it. So I ain't hear nothing from people for a minute, right? So I wanted to show you what they came up with, okay? If you don't mind, bro, you know what I'm saying? This is some jazz music with a singer, okay? The original artist, the original people, everybody. You with me?
Yes, sir. I'm on it.
Oh, no, I didn't want you to wait, bro. I just want to say my whole sentence, because by texting, I learned that texting doesn't allow you to fulfill a whole thought. And grown people, we're into whole thoughts, okay? Because it might be beneficial down the road.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I just mentioned stuff to people, and they went and did that shit for real, bro. I'm like, here you go. Check it out right quick. I'll be right with you. Listen to Room DC.
Thank you.
In the room, DC. I'm your host, Priest Alistair. I'm tuned in with Mr. Raw. I was talking about my master class of breaking down music. So, you see that song right there? It wasn't just a 30-second snippet. They incorporated the whole song and put the vocals inside of that tune and came up with a nice tune. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that, man. I'm just like you. Right. We put some moves on it. You know, anything can go down, but my line is, if you put some live bars on it, like, you know, that was almost a complete song because it had jazz, it had horn, piano, singing, a little hip hop feeling to it. If it had some Mr. Raw bars on the end of that, that would have been a complete song. See, when back in the days, that's what I would do, like a song like that. I love that, and what I would do is. Extend the instrumental a little bit and stick a verse on that and then tell people
right.
I was in that session. You know, they'd be like, well,
guess
you was
what?
In that session?
Guess what?
I could do
that. You can do that now because it's just like a phone call. You know what I'm saying? And the artists love all that stuff now that they've been convinced of this is how you do it. You know what I'm saying? So exactly
wrong
what
with
you
that.
Just said. Exactly what you just said. You like, look, man, this is my proposal. I heard the tune that's called Rain Dance by Jeff Lauber. And the female part of the song was Wanna Fly. So now I got to get the artist name for you to make sure she get her respect. But the two came together and did the song that he originally did in 1982. So he did the remake under suggestion and put the vocals in it. And the song was smashed. And making that bread, so that's what you want
like
to do, you know what I'm saying? So if you say, well, I'm going to put Mr. Raw balls on that thing, me, I'm already like, let me call Jeff and be like, look, man, we're going to do that song one more time, and we just go to the studio, because everybody got a studio in their house, everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
except
sir.
For me. I go to y'all studio, but you go to the studio and just go back and do a remake. And it takes about 7 minutes to do a song over again. You know what I'm saying? Because everything is there already. Okay, so that's the old way. Because I was talking to this old dude. He's about 70. And he do music. So he said the easiest way to make money is do a remake. I said,
yep.
Remake? He said, yeah. Remake any song. Remake any song. He said, go back
that's
and do a
doing.
Frank
that's
Sinatra
all doing right now. He's making all the songs.
Right. But when he said, go back and do a Frank Sinatra song, I was like, what? So last night I was listening to some Frank Sinatra. And I was like, homie was getting it on. Frank Sinatra was getting it on. Like that song, Doing It My Way, that thing was right on time, bro. I was going to download it and put it on my show, but I ain't get the right assistance today. But you ever heard that song, Doing It My Way?
I probably did, but I've got to go revisit that. You know, that might be an idea, you know. You could create something and make something new. That's what they're doing. All the stuff that's being played right now, like, you know, I listen to Pandora. My time, like when I'm cleaning and cooking, I listen to Pandora.
Okay.
So I listen to some of the newest R&B soul. And all they're doing is taking some of the well-known stuff and just redoing it. We're just doing it
okay.
all over again, bro. It's the same thing.
And that's,
they want you to recognize the original and give a sample of the new. So they want to keep all the genres together. They want the younger people to recognize a new song, and the older people say, "Oh, that's my joint. You know, that's my song right there." You know, so
That's the key. That's the ticket.
That's the key, bro.
That's the ticket to success. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you on it. I get happy when people tell the truth. I'm acting like I'm in church. I'm like, yes, sir. Go on, preach, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is right now. I got the 484 number on here. Let me see if I can get this 484 on here. See if we can start something. 484. 484.
What's good?
Should be JP.
That's JP3 in the house.
That's one half of the Let's Get Ready to Rumble. Now we gotta get sincere in the line. And let's get ready to rumble part two.
I ain't rumbling tonight.
I
got to go back and revisit that episode because that was quite entertaining on my behalf. You know what I'm saying? We play a lot of music, but sometimes we got to get political. Sometimes we got to get. We got to show that it's a man cave. You know what I'm saying? There was no women allowed at that point. And we just got to do. When we gonna drop one of our joints? You know what I'm saying? This time around, I'm waiting for this time around to come out. Somebody told me that there's a dude on there spitting a couple of bars. You know what I'm saying?
The bars sound good too. It's coming out ASAP. We're just making sure that it's perfect.
Okay. And I appreciate that. And you know what? I heard that he's working on Get Your Mind Right. So, you know, that's going to be something else too. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing around with
definitely.
It. You know, once I get all this dental situation finished, boy, we ain't playing around with nobody. So y'all better get ready. Y'all best get ready. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, man.
That's the collaboration that's going on. And then we got to do that versus, man. We gotta hype it up. We gotta get it out there, post it, and maybe even do it on the IG Live and just have some fun with it, bro. You know what I'm saying? We don't got we ain't gotta be as big as Teddy Riley and Babyface to do one. We could do one too. You know, so we gotta get that going in it. We gotta get it set up.
Yeah, we gonna get it set up. Everything
good.
In good in due time.
And then if you have anything else, don't be reluctant to send me some candy. You know I'm diabetic. I told you that already. Send me them sweets.
I use honey. I don't use sugar.
Oh, well, listen. It's sweet enough. Sweet is what sweet does.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right. I'm trying to learn something.
We got to get that going, man, because you know what? Music is the key of life, man, and you know what? I want to live, and until I go back to the essence, I want to produce and push out anything that's the energy that keeps me feeling good, and that's me for music. You know, other than that, other people got the gambling, you know, they get a rush, and they love to gamble, and some people, I do like to play pool, too. That's another thing, and but other than that, man, we just got to keep pushing out this music, man. That's all it is. That's one thing that will never, ever go out of style. It will transcend. Music is going to transcend all of our lives. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, 30, 40, 50 years from now, music is still going to be here, even if none of us will be.
Well, ain't going to be none of that music they playing today. That shit ain't going to make it. I'm sorry. How about that? I'm being quiet. Go ahead, JP. Jump in and say something. Save me, JP. Save me.
Now I was thinking about, I'm thinking about this rapper, the baby, how he's in all this trouble about his comments. But I don't know. I mean, I guess you can call this stuff music. I don't know. You really call it music? Or is this,
you teach music. Stop playing. Yeah, you teach music. Stop playing.
See, but I don't want to knock them. Huh?
You got to call it music because 40 years ago, they laughed at what we got. They said,
yeah,
there's levels
to that, too. But, you know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know, it's like every generation is different. Like, you can't compare Melly Mel to Duke Ellington. And, I mean, it's like you can compare them, but it's two different, just totally different eras. You know what I'm saying? So, you got to respect it. But, you know, I don't know. It's definitely
called what we love that old hippie hop, hippity, with that hip hop stuff that ain't gonna last, that ain't gonna make it. But here we go, 55 years now. Hip hop is 55 years old. Now what?
See, you know how they messed up because from what I understand in the '70s, I was born in 75, but from what I understand, in the inner city, they took away the music program, so cats ain't had nothing to do but play with their stereo systems. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? And the Jamaicans brought over the sound systems, and everybody just picked up off of that. Like, that's their fault. If they had left music in the schools, we'd have more Beethovens and Mozarts and Bachs and Coltranes and Ellingtons. You know what I'm saying? We'd have more of that, but they took everything out.
They changed the whole essence to a quick fix. You know, just a quick fix.
What?
That's what it is.
It wasn't no quick fix. It was a quick. It was a quick move to the stories. Man, we ain't had music in our school in over 40-plus years. Man. You got kids out here that know what a beatbox is but don't know a rhythm or a drum set. Okay.
But I think that's part because they know we thrive off of the music. Everything we do is music. Even when there's no music on, we got a beat going on in our heart or in our head. Nothing's on. Like you see a black cat or a black woman, they dancing.
What?
Yeah.
So that's another
along with throwing crack and everything in the community. They're like, okay, well let's take the music away too and make them more miserable.
All right, look, let me jump in and prove a point to you. I'm going to play this song right quick. I'm going to prove my point. I'm going to come right back. Tell me who this artist is, and we're going to be right back. Check this out, The Listening Room, D.C.
All
right. The way I feel for you is so strong I can't hide. I need you in my life right by my side. Cause it's the things that you do and all the things that you say that makes me feel real good and takes my breath away. And all I wanna do is just fulfill your dreams. Take our love to new heights and keep it tight like a team. Girl, for you, I got so much more in store. Cause it's you that I adore, bro.
Hey, sweet baby, I have something to say. Talking from my heart cause I feel this way. And the future's not promised, so I'm saying today, it's you that I adore. So many thoughts have come across my mind. I think about your love time after time. I'm sitting by the sunset having dinner and wine. You see, I love you, yes, I love you. Seeing through your eyes, windows to your soul. Your mind and your body's gonna lose control. Our love's gonna intensify a million fold. You know I'm feeling you. You see, I never had a love like you before. It feels so good to me, I have to ask for more. And the sky is the limit, never know what's in store. You see, I love you, yes, I love you.
Coming to you, baby.
Yeah.
Coming to me,
baby.
Coming to me,
baby. I'm coming to
you, baby.
Won't you
he was my first experience of my own commercial on radio with my voice, doing a voiceover for Gatorade. He took me to a $1 million studio in New York City. I never experienced those things before. He showed me structure. He showed me authenticity. He showed me charisma. You know, I showed him raw talent, and he absorbed it, and he loved it. He showcased me, you know, and he made me feel like when he took me to places, he was mentioning my name along with Funkmaster Flex, with Q-Tip, with Mos Def, and I was like, yo, you bugging, man. He was like, yo, he's like, nah, you as good as these people. People need to know who you are. And I was like, you know, I was just a young kid going along with the motions. But turn around to see now after he passed that he got music that was been now sampled by Jay-Z, by Master P, by Snoop Dogg. You know, he got music on a video game now. He had music played in Coney Island on the music ride, on the roller coaster. I mean, he did commercials. It's about your track record. It's something that he taught me. You know, it can be, and some people might not, you know, until I told JP who he was. I don't know if appreciate if you had ever heard of him before, but I'm pretty sure that you guys knew the same people. You know, he introduced me to a lot of people, talking to him on the phone. Marvin Van Peebles. I can go on, you know. So
where was he from?
He was Queens, New York. Queens, New York.
Queens, New York, okay.
Yeah, he represented Queens.
He was a black American? He's a black American?
Yes, black American. And he did a lot of we did commercials. We did soundtracks for commercial with no audios, you know, and it was just music, you know. Like I sent you that interview with Pharrell, how he talked about him, and I was just like, wow.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was to hear how much Pharrell idolized him, and I was trying to make that connection before he passed, but it didn't go. But it's about your track record. I mean, just check this dude's track record out. It's long and it's extensive. You know, sometimes it's not in the forefront. You know, some people know George Duke, and then I'm telling you for a fact, I've been here and I've watched him play, and I compare him to George Duke in a minute. And George Duke is a legend, legend. You know, and I'll say, yo, George Duke and Blackman is like hand in hand, like the piano solo you heard on that song right there, that's him. You know, I got a couple of unreleased songs. He did a whole album before he passed, but he didn't release it, and I'm so upset because it's like I got these 2-3 songs that I got with him and me, and I want to release it, but I think it's politics, and I don't want to go crossing the line and get sued, and you know what I'm saying. So it's sad.
It's like it seems like music is like microwave. It's like the microwave generation. Like I did this just like this past week. This nice funky track. You know what I'm saying. I sent it to my son. Just let him hear it, and it was cool. You know, he loved it and all that. He sent me something back, and I could tell it was just something he put together. You know, like, let me piece this, let me put this puzzle piece, let me slide this over here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, not that it wasn't music, it was musical, it had a nice tune to it, had a little melody, but no one played it. You know what I'm saying? Like, did they sample it? Did someone actually play it? Because it's like, you can get your music done these days, but how much are you sampling? Like, Prince, I remember when I first met him, he was like, well, if you can't play it, you don't need to be sampling. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I sample a lot of stuff because at the end of the day, I can play it too. But for a lot of these cats, it's like the studio is on their watch. You know what I'm saying? Like they can pull up their phone and produce a whole song now. Like somebody showed me that mess in like 2012. Some of my students, I was like, yo, that's crazy. But it's like that music is excellent and you can sample it all you want. But it's like just a sign of the time, that just the times, like these new artists that are out, they're the musicians of the time. You know, that's not that there's not real musicians that play real instruments and sing, but this technology, just like in the hip-hop generation, they took away the musical instrument technology and everybody turned to something else and made that popular. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I definitely enjoyed that sound. That took me back.
Yeah, that's what takes me back to that saying I said a minute ago, a quick fix, because when it got down to the point of these dudes realizing how much it took to put a band together and having to have the same people in the same room at the same time for hours, and sometimes a lot of egos would be combatant, because, you know, sometimes the drummer and the people are buying here, you ain't going to have a band.
Not,
well, if I'm here,
it's always,
if I'm
look,
here,
hey, hey, Mr. Rob, it's always the drummer. It's always the drummer. Wink, wink.
Nah, you ain't going to do that to me. Ain't always me.
The drummers be leading the band for real. That's why I said it's always the drummers. If you ain't got no drummer, you in trouble.
Yeah.
But once they got
to the technology part of saying, I could program the drum, and wait a minute, MIDI and a synthesizer, and I could play the melody, and now they have these programs that you download that play chord progressions, and you don't have to ever touch four keys again for the rest of your life.
I met this artist the other day, all he wants to do is keep looping stuff. I was like, tell him, man, you get a drummer, you know, you got a trio. Like, you can't depend on a robot like that, the technology, because as soon as the electricity goes off, you're done. Like, you need a drummer, man.
All right.
You know, see, a lot of people, they're used to that.
Well, look, what simple. We're going to carry this conversation on to the next show, because this is Listener Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alex. I'm here with JP3 and Mr. Raw. That's all our time for tonight. I wanted to thank the brothers for coming on and getting to this nice conversation, as always. You can always catch us again on the download and the archives at Dirty Basement Radio. Please hit us up. We got 60 seconds. I'm going to tune out. Say peace to the house. We out, family. Next time, yeah?
No doubt.
Peace.
Give the drummer some. Gotta give the drummer some.